Watch, anti-border wall Elissa Slotkin now opposes ending border controls. By John Binder on April 11, 2022. Representative Elissa Slotkin, DME, running for re-election in Michigan's 7th Congressional District, now says she is opposed to ending border controls after blasting former President Donald Trump for attempting to secure the United States-Mexico border. In a recent interview, Slotkin said she can't support President Joe Biden's decision to end Title 42, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's CDC, public health authority imposed by Trump in 2020 that has helped stem illegal immigration over the last 2 years. Right now, we don't have nearly as many people coming over the border as we usually would at this time because we have COVID restrictions on, Slotkin said. The minute those are lifted in May, it's going to be, again, a series of overwhelmed border crossings, and I can't support that. I can't support ripping off the Band-Aid and not having a plan to stem the blood flow, she continued. Yet, in 2019, Slotkin blasted measures by Trump to secure the U.S.-Mexico border with permanent barriers, stating at the time, with regards to the president's decision to declare a national emergency to build a border wall, effective leadership on tough issues doesn't come through coercion, it comes through influence. Emphasis added. Both sides came together and support a deal that funds billions in border security, including additional technology and physical barriers along the border. Our democratic system is one of compromise, and I have deep concerns about the president's decision to break with historical precedent and bypass that system, and wield the national emergency declaration as a tool to make good on a political promise. Emphasis added. As Breitbart News has reported, Biden officials have admitted that they expect up to 500,000 border crossers and illegal aliens to arrive at the southern border every month thanks to their ending Title 42, the equivalent of the resident population of Mesa, Arizona. Slotkin has also been a fierce proponent of amnesty for the nation's 11 to 22 million illegal aliens, co-sponsoring bills like the Democrats' American Dream and Promise Act of 2021 that would have given certain eligible illegal aliens the ability to secure green cards. Slotkin has also backed an amnesty for illegal aliens working on U.S. farms. In the interview, Slotkin said she wants to see an infusion of foreign workers taking American jobs because in Michigan, the farmers, the tourism industry are looking for a steady flow of workers to hire. At the same moment that we are desperate for people to work in so many of our jobs across the country, that means the system is broken and it's not working for anybody, Slotkin said. It's not working for the employers in the United States who are looking for vetted legal labor to hire. You have to have a system that incentivizes coming here to work legally where you can apply and get in from your home country for those economic migrants, she continued. As of February, Slotkin's Michigan has an unemployment rate of 4.7% with nearly 230,000 Michiganders out of work, many of whom are looking for full-time jobs with competitive wages and good benefits. Slotkin is facing a re-election challenge from Michigan State Senator Tom Barrett, R., an Iraq War combat veteran who has vowed to support funding to complete a wall along the southern border. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.